Kim FM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Pork Chop. We are backstage at the ACMs with a band that's got so much buzz now. I was in Nashville for CRS, and people couldn't stop talking about Midland. So you guys have got – it's just a matter of days, I guess, until it breaks up for you again, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy, to be honest with you. This is the first time we've ever released music. We released the self-titled EP Midland in November. The single's only been on the radio for 4 weeks, and it's about to crack the top 30, which is
it's awesome,
just surreal. All the support and the way that people are reacting to the Midland sound is it's a dream come true, but it's very surreal. It's hard to process.
Why do they call you Pork Chop?
Max gave me that. Max gave. Oh yeah, me. Oh, Shannon, why did they give?
Well, you know, it's a long story.
They just call Shannon gorgeous.
Drinking Problem is one of those songs that as soon as you just love it, it's another one of those. I say this a lot, but you could feel it. Like I feel like you can feel that Drinking Problem. You know what you guys?
Well, you would know.
Generally, when you have a drinking problem, it is something that you feel. So we wanted to translate that into a song and into the music, and so that you feel woozy when you hear it.
You don't feel it like that, but you feel it like in your heart.
In your heart.
Oh, this is painful. This one hurts.
Good buddy, Dean Dillon, he told us, said, boys, you just got to write what you know. And, you know, the three of us have spent a ludicrous amount of time in bars, and we've all been that archetype in ourselves. I actually grew up listening to y'all on Kim FM. I grew up in Rain Valley, Arizona, Sonoyta, Arizona. My family's owned the Stakeout. Live country music, honky tonk, since 1977. So I have seen plenty of these guys, and you know, grew up listening to the band do Gary Stewart covers, and Gary Stewart was a big inspiration on that song. So it's pretty surreal. It's great to be on Kim FM, y'all.
Absolutely. And you're a Wildcat?
Yes, sir. I'm a third-generation Arizona Wildcat, also a South Point Catholic Lancer.
Go Lancers.
Played football for them and for the University of Arizona, and I just want to say hi to all my friends in T-Town. Too many, too numerous to list all of them.
That's
but
right.
If you're hearing this, I love all of y'all, and I miss Tucson dearly.
That's awesome.
We need Johnny to get you football guys over here.
Yeah, we need to get you guys into town.
Yes.
Yes, you should.
We got a couple of places, and maybe get some. Can do you guys cater at all?
Man, we do anything. We cater. We'll come in.
We're talking about food in Tucson. Mark's favorite place. He wants to give a shout out to EG's.
EG's. Okay.
EG's. Yes.
home of the wet sandwich.
Yeah, the first place. People outside of Tucson don't get EG's.
No.
If you're
no.
from Tucson, the first thing you do when you land is you go to EG's. Yes, exactly. You get a grinder hot. And you get a lemon TG with it, period. That's just how you do it.
All right.
We were telling the story yesterday. Yeah. One of the, I forget what school the girl goes to.
A high school senior.
It was picked up on BuzzFeed. She's a high school senior, and she took her senior portraits, half of them at EG's, with like the fries on one side and a flavor of the month.
God,
and the other thing. And so it went viral.
That's something I would do.
And everyone's like, what's an EG? Well,
controversial.
Oh, my controversial. God, I love it.
It's California.
That's it. Well, guys, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on a super start. And seriously, we got to get you to town.
Thank you. We'd love to. And I just want to send a shout out to my parents and my family listening at home, to everybody in Sonoyta. I love y'all.
It's awesome.